Okay, Will, if you're ready to back in open session, please.
Whereas the Coker Town Council has convened a closed meeting on the state pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act. And whereas section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires certification by the Coker Town Council that such closed meeting is conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Coker Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies. And two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by Coker Town Council. Carl Stallings?
Aye.
Jeff Steele?
Aye.
Sharon Steele?
Aye.
Jeff Geiser?
Aye.
Devin Tamar?
Aye.
Okay, we're back in open session. Is there any action resulting from closed session? Okay, do we need to address the payroll sheet because that was not part of our budget process? And what is this thing called? We didn't title it.
If you all are going to take action on it, you would.
Is this something new?
I think it needs to be put in with our budget. That was the reason for having it. And that's to keep everybody within their guidelines. Yeah, their salary perimeters, which would probably be a good title for it. Employee salary perimeters. Would that be the good name?
I mean, it had a name.
It did. Is that what you're looking at? Well, he's looking that name up.
I was trying, I can't.
Payroll.
Town of Coburn Personnel.
Payroll.
Payroll, that's what it is.
Town of Coburn Personnel Document.
Yeah.
Town of Coburn Personnel Document. We would want to make a motion to accept the Town of Coburn personnel document as presented.
We would, and attached as part of the budget, probably.
And
would that require? It wouldn't require public hearing.
It wouldn't. No, that's not an amendment to the budget itself.
It's just
the numbers.
Is it amendment to our budget or an attachment to our addendum? Is it or is it not? Is it just a document?
I would think it's a separate personnel document.
So make it a personnel document?
Yeah, it's not part of the budget itself.
Personnel document.
Yeah. Now, if it's part of the budget and it includes.
But it's not really.
1%, we'd have to have a public hearing. But to me, it's a personnel document. It's
okay.
Obviously part of the budget process.
Okay, then I would like to make a motion. Did I already make a motion?
No.
And I have to rescind it?
No, you did not. You
I would like to make a motion to accept the personnel document, Town of Coburn personnel document for the year 2021 through 2022.
Okay, I'll second that motion. We have a motion and second on the floor to accept the Town of Coburn personnel document 2021-2022 as presented to council tonight. Any discussion? Will, if you do a roll call vote, please.
Carl Stallings?
Aye.
Joe Steele?
Aye.
Sharon Steele?
Aye.
Jeff Geiser?
Aye.
Devin Tamar?
No.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, any other actions resulting from closed session? Okay, last item on the agenda then is council comments and concerns.
Wait.
Wait.
Yes. I had something.
Oh.
They're wanting to know about trunk or treat, if we are going to allow that this year. And Jeepers Creepers is also wanting to know, if we're doing trunk or treat, can they do Jeepers Creepers? Because they usually do it the Saturday before the trunk or treat.
Who is the first delay? Who is the first delay? THGY. Who is they?
Oh, the Jeepers Creepers Club, what's their club called?
Route 23 Jeeps.
Yeah, Route 23 Jeeps. They've done it, what, 3 years? 2 or 3 years. Usually the Saturday before Halloween. And all the Jeeps get their thing for down here on the street. And then the trunk or treat has always been sponsored by the fire department.
Halloween's on a Sunday.
Yep.
So are they wanting to do the Jeepers Creepers that Saturday before, that's in the 30th, or the one before that, 23rd?
Well, Natasha Bond.
Yeah. But I think her bigger question is are we going to do any of it?
Well, my comment is this.
We had the rally?
We had the Guest River Rally, and it's an outside of.
So go with it all.
Don't feel comfortable, don't show up.
And some of the churches, I'm trying to think, two churches has, the Methodist Church asked, and the one off Sandy Ridge had asked.
But that's just my personal opinion.
And do we need to ask the fire department if they're going to still sponsor that?
I think it would be up to the fire department if they want to proceed, you know, going forward. There's, you know, I don't have a problem either, guys, with doing this. I would say, though, two things that, you know, the Guest River Rally, the attendance at the rally was way off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, way off compared to previous years. Both on Friday night and Saturday night, of course, the weather wasn't cooperative the first part of the week. And I think a lot of people use their own discretion as to whether to or to not attend that event. I did notice one thing that, you know, during the Guest River Rally, there were extremely few masks visible throughout. You know, with the COVID number of cases that are drastically increasing. I think we had 80 cases in Wise County since last Friday and 10 in the city of Norton. Hopefully those numbers are going to start going back down, but I think everyone needs to use their own discretion as to whether or not to attend.
If they want to do it,
go for it. I mean, you had Rhythm and Roots in Bristol this past weekend. You've got the race coming up this coming weekend in Bristol. Most of the events are going on. If they want to do it, let's do it. But just everybody just needs to use caution.
So tell her yes to contact Jimmy.
Unless the health department should come in and intervene.
Yeah. Which that could happen.
It very well could happen, although I don't think it's going to in an election year.
That's what I've heard. And then, I mean, I don't have any police department here, but I've had complaints on parking on the wrong side of the road. Like if you're going in the gym and you pull over in front of the gym and you're on the wrong side and then you pull out and you're, and happen there and where the game room's going in. People parking on the wrong side of the road.
Down at Buckhead and Furniture Shop.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, if somebody could relay that needs to be. Start ticketing them or give them a warning or something. Because it is against the law.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Anything else before we do council comments and concerns? Okay, hearing them. Last item, council comments, concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comment.
Mr. Bainey.
I've already shared earlier bragging on the Public Works for all of their hard work for making our town look as good as it does, thanks to everyone who participated in the guest of a rally that we had, as well as those that came to participate in the ribbon cutting for our park additions, our next phases, and as well as our new restaurant in town, Crooked Road Barbecue. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Steele?
Well, the outside workforce did a fantastic job keeping up with everything during the rally. They were Johnny on the spot every time something was needed, best I could tell. And Jimmy, I know this has probably been an education for you when you delved into being a town manager. I'm sure that you had no clue what all this was going to entail, but I appreciate your due diligence and working through it. A lot to do. And Will, thank you, sir, for all your due diligence, because without you, we'd have no bearing or head, and we might do something to get us really out of left shape.
You're welcome.
You know I would lead them, yeah. Astray. Just kidding, kidding.
And I appreciate my fellow councilmen for asking all the correct questions and crossing my eyes, crossing my T's.
All right, thank you. Mrs. Steele?
Can never say enough over everybody's behind-the-scenes work, whether it's Public Works, Town Hall, the mayor, other council personnel, the CIA, the EDA, and every other organization that we have, the Lays Building, that does all the fantastic work that makes the town of Coburn the town of Coburn and keeping us friendly. And yes, thanks to everybody for the special needs park and our new business in town, and let's just keep moving forward one little step at a time, and let's keep us moving.
Okay, thank you. One thing that we did not touch on tonight, since I'm the last person here to talk tonight, I got an email from Donnie Rose dated September 8th, 2021. It's on the Lonesome Pine Airport to rehabilitate the runway. And it seems as if the Cumberland Airport Commission, owner and operator of the Lonesome Pine Airport, has voted to accept a $5,482,000 grant from the Federal Aviation Administration to rehabilitate the pavement on runway 6-24 at Lonesome Pine Airport. I think this is something that is needed for our area. It's going to help the area move forward. I know they have a lot of traffic up there. Hopefully this is definitely a step in the right direction. He said that this is a multi-million-dollar project is almost 100% funded by the federal government, with less than $1,000 of commission funds being used. So congratulations to them, and let's make the airport a nice, bigger, viable place for us. We need it. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and multiple seconds. Any discussion? Those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, we are adjourned.
Is he still on the board up there?
Yes. Yeah, he's chairman.